Sheila Fraser went easy on the government. The Auditor General estimated the firearms registry will soon cost Canadian taxpayers $1 billion. It was supposed to break even, or cost only a few million. That's bad enough, but her report could have been a lot worse. Even though she was shocked at the astronomical cost of the overrun, she didn't examine all of the expenditures. She had to stop when she couldn't get the documents she needed. Consequently, the problem is far worse than she reported. I think the firearms registry will end up costing Canadians over $2 billion, not $1 billion. And we should remember that the bureaucrats have just started to register guns. As I speak, fewer than half of the 10 million firearms in this country have been registered. Fraser left the costs out of her report of the other governmental agencies that are working with the Department of Justice. Ottawa is underwriting those bills, too. We haven't been told what it's cost the RCMP, or Customs and Immigration, or the provinces and territories that signed on to administer the registry. Together, these agencies have spent almost as much as the Justice Department itself. What's worse, the RCMP lack confidence in the registry. The screening is so bad that the police are concerned that people known to have violent records may have been issued firearm licenses. The firearm registry itself is full of errors. The Department of Justice stopped checking the data because it costs too much. This means the expensive registry is all but worthless. Registering firearms was supposed to guarantee a safer society, but it hasn't worked out that way. Violent crime has not declined since this legislation was brought in. Spousal homicide in Canada has even increased, and so has handgun homicide. Chrétien defended the registry by comparing Canada with the U.S. That's irrelevant. The question is whether the gun registry is a boondoggle or an effective tool. I say we should scrap the registry. It's just not working. It's too expensive, and it's not helping to reduce crime. Maybe we'd be safer if we spent the $2 billion going after violent criminals instead of hunters. Earlier this week, the Coast Guard said it couldn't defend our shores against terrorists. They could sure use some of this money. Customs says it needs more money to catch smugglers. The Correctional Service hasn't got enough money to track all the parolees who failed to report. Immigration Canada needs more money to find and deport illegal immigrants with violent criminal records. These are government programs where a few billion dollars really might save lives. For commentary, I'm Gary Mauser in Vancouver.